local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three of Pensacola right now. A happy Monday to you. I'm Joe Austin, also here getting you caught up with everything happening in your world today. It's November 27, 2023. Hard to believe that we're just have, what, 4 days away from December.
Yep.
And 6 days away from my birthday.
So oh, really?
That's, yeah, it's a big deal around here, of course. man, I'm closer and closer to 40. Ugh, sucks.
You look like you're getting closer and closer to 20, Joe. You're looking all right.
All right. Enough of that. Before we get started here with our rundown with our top three stories, a little shy of 6:15, we'll get our first check this hour of the roads and weather. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. Typically, at the start of the third hour, we start to see traffic die down, and that appears to be what we're seeing here tonight. And unless you're on some of these larger roads like Nine Mile Road or maybe Caroline Street in Santa Rosa County, or you're at one of these busier intersections, you shouldn't be dealing with too much out of the ordinary. Hopefully it'll stay that way as we get through this final hour.
All right, very good. Taking a look at our forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cold air continues to be on the move, and lows will be in the 30s overnight, actually for the next couple of nights. Daytime highs next few days will be in the 50s. A little cloud cover at times, but generally it will be on the sunny side until later this week when we've got a good chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, going to be a bit chilly overnight tonight. Right now we're at 50 degrees, may see 30s, 39, 40 degrees. That's what we're looking at tonight. 57 and partly cloudy tomorrow, and tomorrow night will be clear with a low of around 38. Taking a look at our top three stories today, the temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has been extended.
This humanitarian pause has already brought a halt to the fighting together with a surge of humanitarian assistance.
John Kirby with the National Security Council. That's Qatari officials say the agreement was for an additional two-day pause in fighting. The original four-day agreement was set to expire at around midnight Eastern time. It's about 7 a.m. tomorrow, local time, that is. Hamas has released 58 hostages as part of the deal, while Israel has freed 117 Palestinian prisoners. And today, 11 more hostages were released in exchange for 33 Palestinians. Authorities are investigating whether the shooting of three college students of Palestinian descent in Vermont was a hate crime.
They stated that the person had not made any comments to them and had merely approached them while they were walking down the street, essentially minding their own business.
Victims were shot and injured Saturday night in Burlington. 48-year-old Jason Eaton was arrested yesterday near the scene of the attack. And here locally in Santa Rosa County, the sheriff's office says a federal inmate being housed at the county jail died over the weekend following a use of force incident involving a deputy. A press release from the sheriff's office didn't identify the inmate or provide details as to what led to the use of force. A spokesperson for the sheriff's office did say the deputy's use of force was normal and not deadly. The incident happened Sunday morning. The inmate was in FBI custody, and the death is now being investigated by FDLE. Those are our top three stories today. A lot happening here locally as well. Escambia Sheriff investigators continue searching for at least one suspect in connection to a shooting in Cantonment from Sunday night. Sheriff Chip Simmons talked to Channel 3. That shooting happened on Shepherd Street, almost in the exact same location as an August shooting, when somebody was shot in the face during a drive-by. They're looking into whether the two are connected, possibly retaliatory.
There was a one-year-old toddler in the back of this car. They may or may not have known about that. That's still part of the investigation. I think it's sad when shootings like this take place. So my message would be to put the guns away and to stop with that type of violent behavior.
Yeah, male and female adults were sitting inside the car when they were attacked with gunfire. The female suffered serious injuries, however. Investigators believe the male was the target. So that's the latest there from the sheriff's office. Also, the saga of the Pine Forest cheerleading program. This came to a light back in September Channel 3's reporting that there was an investigation into possible misuse of funds, and today an arrest made in connection to that. 38-year-old Cedriana Brooks Hill was arrested and now charged with grand theft and fraud. A volunteer cheerleading coach, Brooks Hill, received $2,600 on Cash App from another coach that was supposed to go to the school's bookkeeper. Instead, she allegedly sent the money to family members. While Pine Forest reported another $4,500 missing, investigators were not able to tie Brooks Hill to those funds given a lack of evidence and conflicting statements. Also, learning more today about the decision made by Representative Alexandrade not to file a bill that would have allowed Perdido residents to vote on incorporating as its own government. Andrade says based on the feasibility study that was done, there were significant changes that need to be made to the proposal.
I don't think the feasibility study, the consultants understood that ECUA doesn't collect franchise fees or taxes on trash hauling and that that's just a fee for service. Once I confirmed from the Florida Department of Revenue that that wouldn't count, that wouldn't be money the city could count towards taxes collected or revenues or be anything that, you know, the city could use as revenues, you immediately, their $12.5 million budget and expenditures is reduced by like $3.5 million.
Yeah, so Andrade says that he's encouraging the We Are Perdido group to continue with due diligence and public engagement over the next year. 6:20, we will take a break. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. One of the big news stories over the last week was this Trump Univision interview. Jorge Ramos of Univision has criticized it. John Leguizamo has criticized it heavily on The Daily Show. Lots of other people have raised objections to it. So I thought, well, let's listen to it. Well, I talked about it pretty extensively this morning, the beginning of the 5, 6, and 7 o'clock hours. We also talked quite a bit with Sheriff Bob Johnson about holiday shopping safety and gun safety in your cars. You can listen to any portion of the show at the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Immerse yourself in premium nationwide coverage, contract-free plans, and always free activation with Consumer Cellular. Now at your local Target. While you're there, check out our newest phone, the Iris Flip. It's all the phone and camera you need, plus it features a user-friendly design, making it the perfect flip phone. From now to December 16th, you can score $10 off when you buy the Consumer Cellular Iris Flip at Target, making it only $39.99. Visit your nearest Target for the full scoop.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just short of 6:25 here, we'll get another traffic and weather update. This update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. So as I said in our last break, we are not dealing with a ton of traffic congestion in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. We do have some downtown a little bit, but nothing too crazy. And that is the case currently as well. The same can be said about some of the busier streets in Pace and Milton over in Santa Rosa County. If you're on Caroline Street or West 9 Mile Road and you're experiencing some backups, hopefully they should not hold you up too long.
Cold air continues to be on the move, and lows will be in the 30s overnight, actually for the next couple of nights. Daytime highs next few days will be in the 50s. A little cloud cover at times, but generally it will be on the sunny side until later this week when we've got a good chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. 50 degrees currently. Overnight lows going to be about 10 degrees cooler, 40. Partly cloudy Tuesday with a high of 57. Overnight low tomorrow night's going to be around 38 degrees. Sunshine Wednesday and a high of around 58. Taking a look at our state headlines today. A former WWE superstar will serve 17 years in prison after admitting that she was drunk when she caused a deadly chain reaction crash in Florida last year. Tamara Sitch, who went by the wrestling name Sunny, pleaded no contest to DUI manslaughter. She was three times the legal limit, over the legal limit, when she crashed her car that killed a 75-year-old man.
And Florida is among the deadliest states for cyclists. That's according to data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Florida saw 805 cyclist deaths between 2017 and 2021. California was second place with 712. When calculating the percentage of cyclist death to total road deaths, the top five deadliest states are Florida, New York, Hawaii, California, and Delaware.
The state of Florida is asking a federal appeals court to allow a law targeting drag shows to take effect. Lawyers for Governor DeSantis filed the request late last week, asking the court to overturn a ruling this summer that blocked the bill statewide. The measure prevents children from attending what the state calls adult live performances and would prevent drag shows from taking place in public spaces.
And a nursing shortage across the Sunshine State is now showing signs of improvement. The Florida Hospital Association says that there has been a 38% decrease in job vacancies over the last year. The shortage was especially impacting hospitals during the COVID-19 pandemic, with workers demanding for higher pay and enhanced work conditions.
Finally, Florida gas prices are on the verge of falling below $3 a gallon for the first time in nearly a year. AAA says the state average is $3.01. That's 3 cents lower than a week ago, 30 cents less than last month. Around the country today, the man accused of killing a professor at University of North Carolina is being found unfit to stand trial. A judge today said Tai Lei Chi has demonstrated delusional thinking, hallucinations, and paranoia. The 34-year-old doctoral student is accused of shooting his academic advisor on campus back in August. He was previously found incompetent to stand trial, but was ordered to undergo a second examination. Obviously, a terrible story here. I'm not sure I understand, and obviously this is well above my expertise when it comes to legal matters. How is one unfit to stand trial with delusional thinking, hallucinations, and paranoia, but can be a student in a doctoral program at the University of North Carolina? I don't know the answer to that.
That is an interesting question because I didn't even notice that. I mean, we've read that story a couple times now, and I didn't even catch on to that. That's an interesting point. I mean, because if you're just some bat poop crazy person, well, then it's like, okay, this, you know, if it was just some lunatic on the streets or something, that's one thing. But as you said, I mean, you have to be able to show some
academic. I realize, I'm not trying to. I'm not making light of this. I mean, look at a movie like A Beautiful Mind, right, with Russell Crowe. Kind of the same general idea of, I mean, he's like a genius and obviously well-versed academically, but there was something going on. And I realize that's, you know, to my knowledge, I don't think that's based on a true story. But is it? I don't know.
This could be a matter of, just because you're mentally unstable now doesn't mean you always were. Yeah. So maybe this is something that's been brought on recently. His condition has worsened. I don't know. I think if he was off medication, they would have gotten him on it by now. So I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. New York Congressman George Santos expects to be expelled from office as soon as this week. This comes after a House Ethics Committee said that it found evidence that Santos used his campaign funds for personal usage, violated other laws, and lied about his education. The Republican went on a rant on X over the holiday weekend, saying that his colleagues are hypocrites and Congress is full of felons.
Yes, and infidelity as well.
Yes, an emotional roller coaster.
Which, I mean, I would not surprise me in the least.
Oh, no, no, definitely.
Also, military officials say missiles were fired at a Navy warship from a rebel-controlled area of Yemen. Central Command says the USS Mason was reporting to a distress call from a commercial tanker in the Gulf of Aden when it happened. 6:30 right now. That'll do it for National Headlines. Sports, pop culture, health, business, and science is coming up after the Fox News update.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Israel and Hamas agreed to a two-day extension of their temporary ceasefire with more hostages released by the terrorist group. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum. The White House is very pleased with this latest development.
This process is working. Now we've gotten almost 60 hostages with today's release out. That's pretty impressive over the course of 4 days. We want to keep that going.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is lying in repose in the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum in Atlanta, Georgia.
Several thousand people expected to come to pay their respects. Rosalynn Carter died at age 96. She was married to President Jimmy Carter for 77 years. In an earlier statement, the former president said, "Rosalynn was my equal partner in everything I accomplished."
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Volkswagen officials say the automaker's original brand is no longer competitive. Citing comments from the German carmaker's brand chief, Thomas Schaefer, at an internal meeting, Reuters reports that he said specifically, "With many of our pre-existing structures, processes, and high costs, we are no longer competitive as the Volkswagen brand." The company, whose other brands include Audi and Porsche, is in the midst of negotiations with workers over a cost-cutting effort at the VW brand. With today being Cyber Monday and lots of folks making holiday purchases, e-commerce stocks did very well today. Shares of Shopify soared 4.75%, Etsy jumped 3%, and stock of Affirm surged 12% after a report from Adobe said buy now, later, pay later transactions helped drive weekend online sales. Traders paused their buying today, though the market awaiting key inflation and jobs data later in the week. The S&P 500 slipped 9 points and the Dow Industrials eased 56. That's Your Money Now.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
To me, the most important thing about being in the human race isn't winning. It's participating, living life to the fullest, emphasis on living. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Untreated hearing loss affects our mobility. It increases the risk of falls by 50%. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
This is Lindsay and Chill Out Cryo Spa wishing you a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Heather Hurst with DR Horton wishing a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. I'm a fan of Mike Elko. However, him landing the Texas A&M job was a sloppy process. It appeared one of the more underrated coaches in the country, Mark Stoops, was going to wind up in College Station until intense backlash from the A&M fan base happened. That backlash shows how delusional A&M fans are, because Stoops has done a wonderful job at Kentucky and would have been a great hire. But hey, you do you, 12th man. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know gas goes bad in as little as 30 days? Bad gas can cause rough starts, poor performance, or no starts at all. Stable, America's number one fuel stabilizer, ensures quick and easy starts after storage. Stable's proprietary formula keeps fuel fresh for 2 years, outperforming competitors. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, lawnmower, leaf blower, weed trimmer, ATV, motorcycle, or anything else with an engine, when you store, start with Stable.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original, greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us. A gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The snowman was a jolly happy soul with a corncob pipe and a button.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another check of the roads and weather. So far here in hour three, traffic has been very relentful to me. We're dealing with some congestion downtown, but nothing that should hold you up too long. Outside of that, it has been smooth sailing for the most part. If you're on some of these busier roads or at one of these more hectic intersections, if there is any congestion there, once again, you should not be put too far out of your way.
All right, and taking a look at the weather forecast right now, it's 50 degrees overnight. Low is 40, partly sunny tomorrow, 57 for a high, and a 38 is what the thermometer will dip down to overnight tomorrow. Wednesday, mostly sunny, and a high of 58 degrees. So that's a look at what's coming up here over the next couple of days. Taking place tonight in the NFL, we have the last game of the Week 12 slate in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. The Bears taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings with a record of 6-5, What are they, like the sixth seed, I think, in the NFC right now? Something like
that. They can't
that.
Be
six
too
or
high.
Seven. The Bears are 3-8.
Yeah.
1-5 on the road.
Ooh.
3-point spread here. Seems, yeah. I don't know, it's a tricky one.
Well, I think the Vikings, I mean, not only is it a divisional rivalry, but I think the Vikings, you know, not having Kirk Cousins, even though Josh Dobbs has been a delight in Minnesota, he's still a backup QB for a reason. They've been a bit rocky at times, had a very rough start to the year. I think they're just kind of playing it safe. They're expecting maybe the Bears give them a little bit of trouble, but I think the Vikings should definitely have that, and I do believe that they will cover.
Yeah, no, I agree. The Vikings will win. They will win by more than three. What I really want to see here as a Chicago Bear fan,
yep,
I really want a clean football game, and I want to see plays from Justin Fields because mm-hmm. I really do want him to be the quarterback for this team.
Of course.
I think that he is.
And you're not biased at all on that, Buckeye fan.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's – I think the physical tools are there. We can have the argument and debate about whether he's, you know, been really put in a position to succeed over these first 2 years of his career. I would say for the most part, no. There are certainly elements about his game that I would like to see improve drastically, like his penchant for turnovers. Uh-huh. That's a big one there. You know, you can't help but think about, look, I mean, if he is the guy, wouldn't it make sense to see a start to a career more like a C.J. Stroud versus what we've seen so far from Justin Fields?
Well, yeah.
That's a legitimate question because, you know, you have franchises that for decades, not years, decades, have been bottom feeders and paper bag wearing fans and all that. The Bengals were the Bungles for years, and decades, and then they get Joe Burrow, and then literally overnight, it's different. The Texans, not really decades; they haven't been around that long, but you know, they had a period where Matt Schaub was the quarterback, and you know, they'd do okay. Mm-hmm. They'd compete for divisional titles, but really since then there's the Deshaun Watson years, and then of course that whole thing fell apart.
Yep.
But for the better part of the last 5 or 6 years or so, the Texans have been in that cellar, and then all of a sudden overnight, it's C.J. Stroud, it's DeMeco Ryans, and then they are contending for division titles now. So, you know, I think that is definitely a part of it where if you have your guy, you should know pretty early on, and with the Bears, we're just not there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope he is the guy because I don't want to go through another draft where we're looking at Caleb Williams or we're looking at Drake May. Being completely homer and selfish, I want Marvin Harrison to be a Bear. That's what
I
want. That's what I want.
I think every team wants Marvin Harrison right now.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what I want to see. I don't expect the Bears to win, but I want to see clean football. I want to see big plays from the quarterback.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, it's got to stink. I mean, I was thinking about this in the last hour. It's got to stink being a young QB. When you look at a team like the Bungles or you look at a team like the Texans now where it's like, okay, you're going to feel that pressure put on you. It's like, it's not like the Chiefs got a new quarterback and they've still got all their talent and coaching. It's like this is the Texans. They're a very small market. They have failed to win a weak division for years now. It's like this team seeing success overnight, there's no reason we can't, especially if you're the Panthers in an also weak NFC South.
Yeah. Also today, big changes for the Carolina Panthers, talking about one of those rookie quarterbacks.
Yep.
Bryce Young, obviously rough season for him, rough season for everybody, but the owner not waiting around for the offseason.
Absolutely. And I just want to say, I just now mentioned the Panthers there because I looked at our script and I saw Carolina Panthers. I completely forgot we had begun talking about the Bears. I completely forgot that. So I'm just like, yeah, you know, and this Bryce Young thing. But no, it applies to Justin and Bryce. Go ahead.
Yeah. So head coach Frank Reich, assistant head coach Deuce Staley, and quarterback coach Josh McCown all fired today.
Wow.
So yeah, that doesn't happen too frequently there. 6:42 here, taking a look at some health business and science notes today. Sales of newly built homes slowed in October. According to the Commerce Department, homes under contract, about 679,000 for the month. That's down 5.6% from September, but nearly 18% above the sales rate a year ago.
And today is Cyber Monday. Analysts are warning that online shoppers need to be aware of scams and to do your research before making purchases. If you want to buy something and don't know much about the company, just Google the name, type scam, or research to learn more. Most likely, once you do so, there are people who are just like you who are looking into it, and some people who unfortunately probably learned the hard way.
Yeah, Google days away from deleting inactive accounts. Beginning December 1st, Google will delete unattended accounts of all photos, calendar entries, emails, contacts. The company says it's an effort to protect users from security threats.
And Americans spent a record $9.8 billion online on Black Friday, not Cyber Monday, Black Friday this year. Mm-hmm. According to Adobe Analytics, that's a 7.5% increase from last year. About half of them were made on phones. While they don't track in-person sales, MasterCard only saw a 1% bump at physical stores. And Joe, you mentioned this.
Yes.
It kind of defeats the purpose of a Cyber Monday, does it not?
Yeah, no, I think we got to combine the holiday weekend shopping extravaganza. I'm sure there's some marketing genius out there that can come up with this here, but it really has, because, you know, you wake up on Thanksgiving or Friday, right, and you check your email. You've got about 65 emails from retailers that you've bought stuff from in the past.
Yep.
And they're all offering their deals. And, you know, interestingly enough, their Black Friday deals are awfully similar to their Cyber Monday deals.
Yep.
And nowadays it's like, oh, Black Friday all weekend, or Cyber Monday deals start now on Saturday. Let's just cut out the middleman. Let's just make it a whole weekend thing. I did take part in Black Friday / Cyber Monday deals.
So I hear.
It was after the Ohio State Michigan travesty, and I was feeling very down. And we were driving over to my brother-in-law's, and I told my wife, I said, honey, I need to buy something.
Mm.
I just need to buy something to make me feel just a little better. I'm not sure if it worked yet or not, but I did. She said, you know what, I understand that. Just don't go too crazy. So I have a nice long-sleeve sideline tee / hoodie thing from the Bears. So that's on the way. I look forward to wearing it later this week.
If you are a sports fan,
yeah,
who your team loses a lot, unlike the Ohio State Buckeyes,
right,
I would not recommend practicing Joe's recuperation method. Don't spend your money every time your team loses. Just I would not recommend that. That's a harmful drug, so to speak.
It is. 6:45, get another check of the roads and weather.
All right, so the main one right now in Pensacola that I've noticed is if you're on North Palafox Street heading southbound towards Cervantes, expect some hiccups there. We're seeing some congestion build up in that area. Other than that, though, we're not actually seeing much, nor have we during the majority of this hour, unless you're at perhaps just a busy intersection or on some of these longer roads, such as Nine Mile Road. If you're experiencing backups in that area, hopefully they should not hold you up too long.
All right, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cold air continues to be on the move, and lows will be in the 30s overnight, actually for the next couple of nights. Daytime highs next few days will be in the 50s. A little cloud cover at times, but generally it will be on the sunny side until later this week when we've got a good chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, pretty crisp tonight, 51 currently. Overnight low is going to be in the 40s and probably the upper 30s in some spots as well. So be mindful of that. Taking a look at some pop culture notes today.
Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
Yep.
Look what you just made me
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah. I see your moves, you Austin. Keep going.
I am slightly bobbing my head.
All right. Yes.
Taylor
Swift will celebrate her birthday by making her blockbuster concert film available to watch at home.
Mm.
Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, will be available to rent on demand starting December 13th. It'll be an extended version of the film that brought in over $232 million at the global box office.
And the Hunger Games prequel finished first at the holiday box office for a second straight weekend. It got $42 million. Napoleon came in second with $32.5 million. Lastly, Disney's Wish had to settle for third at $31 million, which was about $20 million less than what was projected for it.
Disney's Wish didn't come true.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Actor Macaulay Culkin will get a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. The 43-year-old will be honored with a ceremony on Friday. Catherine O'Hara, who, of course, played his mother in the Home Alone movies, will be taking part as well. So, nice little reunion there.
Yeah. And a rare bottle of Scotch whiskey has sold for a record-breaking $2.7 million. The 1926 Macallan Adami, we'll go with that, single malt whiskey is one of only 40 that were ever bottled and is described as, quote, the most sought-after whiskey in the world.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Also in music news today.
Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love.
Austin with the head bobbing again.
Oh, yeah, here I go.
R&B singer Gene Knight died at the age of 80. The New Orleans singer is best known for Mr. Big Stuff, debuted in 1971, and put her on the Billboard R&B chart for 16 weeks and led to her only Grammy nomination of her career.
And Authentic is Merriam-Webster's 2023 Word of the Year. The online dictionary said this year saw a substantial increase in searches for the word. It attributes that to more stories and conversations about AI, celebrity culture, identity, and social media. You never know what's quote-unquote authentic anymore online.
I guess not. 6:50, final break for us on a Monday. We're back with wacky stories and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Quite the Jackson 5, but I like it.
I agree. I like the Jackson 5 better, but it's a good one.
Holiday bumper season is here, and definitely in favor of that. Let's do, really quickly here before 6:55, we'll get our traffic and weather update out of the way right now. Anything happening on the roads?
No, not really. We were, if you're traveling southbound on North Palafox Street towards Cervantes, that was giving us some trouble earlier, and it still is a little bit. But other than that, we're not seeing anything that should hold the people up too long.
All right, very good. And looking at the weather forecast, a crisp evening and overnight tonight, 41 for the low. Right now, it's about 50. Partly sunny tomorrow, 57 for the high. Clear, cold, 38 overnight low tomorrow. And then sunshine Wednesday, 58 for a high, with mostly cloudy and 44 on Wednesday night. Thursday will be back up into the mid-60s there, approaching 70, 65 for a high there. Thursday night, showers returning to the forecast, with it a little bit of a warm front, 61 for the high Thursday, and Friday's high will be 74, more rain leading into the weekend as well. So that's a look at the week ahead. Wacky stories today. A guest at Disneyland is facing charges after stripping naked on the It's a Small World attraction. Resort officials say the individual got off the ride while it was in motion. Videos and photos on social media show him without clothes walking through the sets. He's now charged with indecent exposure and being under the influence of a controlled substance.
I'm not a legal expert, but I could have seen that latter charge coming. Police in California say a man caused about $100,000 worth of damage in a Target store with a baseball bat, and he had been fired from the store earlier in the day. Macio Bonilla, or Bonilla, was arrested on burglary and vandalism charges. Nobody was injured, as police told the store to evacuate the building until they had arrived.
I don't know if I've had Warheads before. I'm a big Lemonhead guy. But will eating Warheads stop a panic attack? Well, at least one therapist thinks so. A TikToker shared a video of herself doing just that. She says it was recommended by her therapist because it acts as a grounding focus to distract from the spiral of fear. I guess the intense sensation of the sourness is probably what they're going after there.
It's just like when you get hurt and then like you hurt another part of your body to try to get your mind off of it.
Yeah, I can see that. After the video went viral, other therapists have chimed in, suggesting fireballs, sour punch bites, ice cubes even, sour Skittles, and lemons. So
I guess the ice cube, like the crunch and the cold?
Yeah, maybe the crunch, cold, and then maybe the brain freeze that you get.
Yeah. And police in Florida were looking for a 39-year-old woman named Stacy Usher. John and I talked about this on Thanksgiving Thursday, for those who were there. She was wanted on a parole violation for selling fentanyl. They searched her home last Tuesday, and they couldn't find her anywhere until they checked the couch. Turns out Stacy was there underneath the cushions. She was hiding inside the couch. It's unclear if they were somehow tipped off to her being there or if checking the couch was just a standard part of their process in a moment of desperation.
Yeah, it's a pretty deep deep couch there to be able to fit a human adult under the cushions.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. Finally, police in... we covered all of them.
Yeah.
Good news. A cashier in Michigan accidentally sold a guy 10 sets of lottery numbers instead of just one. The guy was a good sport about it, said no problem, and paid for them. And it's an awesome thing that he did because the ninth set of numbers won him a lump sum of $390,000.
You know, I know we're actually making a point of covering good news stories at this time, but it does show that, like, we're seeing several stories of, like, people winning the lottery. So it's just, like, of some kind. So yeah. I guess that's your warning, everybody, to go out and pursue some lottery.
Well, I try because, you know, you do see a lot of these stories, but I always like the good circumstances around them. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, this one in particular where he was a nice guy. He could have been a jerk about it. He wasn't because it wouldn't have been in good news if he was a jerk about it
and ended won up nothing.
Hitting or he ended up hitting it, but he was a super jerk about it.
That's true.
So, you know, that's like good things happening to good people is the general gist of that.
Yeah. And a news station in Cincinnati did a big story on a girl named Raven Whitaker Smith. She got sent to the principal's office back in sixth grade, and turns out it changed her life. She threw a cup of yogurt at lunch, like kids often do. Her principal asked her if that's how she would behave at a restaurant, and her answer was, well, I don't know. I've never been to one. Hmm. Up to that point, she had spent most of her childhood in foster care, but everything changed after that because the principal decided to adopt her. His name is Jason Smith. He and his wife had tried fertility treatments but couldn't have kids. So they took Raven in and turned her life around. They adopted her in 2017, and now she is studying social work at the University of Kentucky.
That's a very awesome story there. Also, a restaurant in Oakland, California called Horn Barbecue got destroyed by a fire last week. The owners, though, still held their annual giveaway, handed out over 150 turkeys for Thanksgiving. Right. And people online, patrons responding in kind so far, donating over $100,000 to help the restaurant rebuild.
That's awesome.
Very good there. Austin, good to have you back with me on a Monday. And we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7.
Yes, sir.
And I'll be in a lot better mood than I was today. And you probably will be too, perhaps.
Time heals all wounds, Joe.
That's right. That'll do it for us. We'll see you tomorrow, 4 to 7, Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.